you, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
God.
You, Jesus. Praise you, glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you.
Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That I have eyes to see.
That I have eyes to see.
That I have ears to hear.
That I have ears to hear.
That you're talking to me.
That you're talking to me.
You're perceiving.
You're perceiving.
That I need to see things about me.
That I need to see things about me.
So that I can come to you.
So that I can come to you.
With knowing.
With knowing.
That you can change my inner man.
That you can change my inner man.
That you can change my soul.
That you can change my soul.
My mind, my will, and my emotions.
My mind, my will, and my emotions.
They need adjustment.
They need adjustments.
And sometimes I can't do it.
Sometimes I can't do it.
And I admit it.
And I admit it.
Help, Holy Spirit.
Help, Holy Spirit.
And help my unbelief.
And help my unbelief.
Amen?
Amen. Praise you.
So I want to take you on a short little journey that the Lord gave me this week. And I had to go and dig for a new pad. I shared that with you guys the other day. And this is the book that I went to put it in a different place. But the Holy Spirit said, you got to read it again. Well, I read it years ago. And the title of the book is To Get Rid of Your Sin Nature. And the other part of the title is Circumcise My What? And it's really about the circumcision of the heart. Now, I've taught on this before in a lighter way. And the circumcision of our hearts is something that was brought out when Susan O'Mara was with us in the spring at Passover. If you recall, I was facing surgery at that time, and part of it was down the bottom, and she said, circumcision! And I'm thinking, yep, I know all about that. Had several surgeries over the years, you don't forget. However, there are levels of pain, levels of revelation, levels of reality that come in as you mature a little more. So I went to the book and I brought it upstairs and I said, Lord, what do you want? And he said, well, first of all, you've read it before, which I didn't remember. Well, this man went home to be with the Lord in 2002, and I believe I got the book maybe in 1998, 97, somewhere in there, because of the references that are in the book. But the bottom line, I read it then, but I didn't understand the fullness of what he wanted me to see. Okay? And I don't know if I've got the whole package now. I'm not saying that I do because I don't know that. All I know is I have more openness in my soul to take in information instead of the darkness trying to push it away. How many know the darkness can use all of us? Okay? And like Joe, I don't want to do this. And I know where he's walking because I said to him, you know why we're on the phone together? He says, well, I said, because I've been there. Not in the same circumstances, but in different ways. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be absolutely useless to him. Mm-hmm. So where I've been and where I've walked has given me courage to encourage him and encourage whoever else comes in that the Lord wants me to help. And it's doing the same thing with you. How many of you have had tragedy? Thank you. Then when you have tragedy, you've lived it. It's experiential. It's not an artificial thing that you can talk about and say, well, I had this and I had that, or I think I had this. No, you've lived it. That's the truth of the people that God is preparing for the next generation. You can't teach your children what you've never tasted.
That's right. Amen.
You can't. But God is absolutely interested in all of us. So, I want to just give you a little bit of scripture that may be helpful to see a little bit of what this particular book was all about. You see, it's about the Word of God showing us our weaknesses and why they're there. Okay? He talks about the foreskin of the heart. Try to visualize a heart floating in the water in its pericardium sac. So there's a bag made out of flesh, obviously, that is around your heart. Now, place labels over the pericardium sac and see what they are. Anger, wrath, malice, etc. Covetousness, malice, evil speaking, stealing, uncleanness, inordinate affections. So all these things are in there. Corrupt communication, bitterness, blasphemy, lying, wrath, fornication, evil, conspicuance, the old man, filthy communication, etc., etc. So those are the things that are in there. Do you know how you got them?
You're born with them.
You're born with them, yes. We're born with a bunch of weaknesses. Where do we get them?
Satan.
We got them through the sperm of our father. Because they're passed on. The weaknesses are passed on from generation to generation. So now, should we be able to blame ourselves for those things that are there?
No.
No. They're there. But have they been dealt with by the church?
No. Depends on the church, I guess.
It depends on the church, exactly. Okay. So, the Holy Spirit has been showing not only me, but the man who wrote the book, some things about circumcision of the heart, which I had not seen earlier in my life. Although I had read about it many times, I have taught some of these new revelations to small groups of friends and Bible students around the country. Now, recently I learned that there are some small groups around the country that are seeing some of the same things. And I got really happy and excited because I felt that that was an indication that our God was starting a new revival in the world. Our God is restoring circumcision of the heart. It is really neat to believe that you are in a new move of God that is a restoration of the energy that the church used to have. And also awesome, because I know that means more responsibility is also involved.
Amen.
So now, I'm not saying you need to read the book. I'm not saying that. What God was doing for me is to recognize that he's been doing some of this work on me already. And I can see it. However, what it does show me is the old me and how much it's still in control. How much of the control tactics are still alive? How much of my fleshy attitudes are still alive? And I said, Lord, you've showed me not too long ago, Romans 7 again. And this time in Romans 7, if you look at the word sin nature, St. Paul says it controls me. Well, if the sin nature is controlling me, what is it like? It's really the beast nature that I inherited from Adam.
Amen.
Now, you say, well, Adam is not your grandfather. Well, he's my great-great-grandfather.
Right.
Okay? And what he did has an influence on me. And that's the reason why that the Holy Spirit had to bring a sperm from God the Father into Mary.
Mm.
Ah. Mm. If she would have got pregnant by Joseph, you would not have had a Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
That's your Christmas message.
Yes. Wow.
Okay? You needed a sovereign move from Papa to get some of his perfect sperm inside of her so that you would have a spotless lamb.
Amen.
That's quite a revelation.
That's what you got.
Wow.
Now, how is he in me? When I said yes to him, what happened to me? I got born again. Mm-hmm. I got a piece of that spirit that was in Jesus, and he came into me when I said yes to him.
Amen.
Because I was accepting his blood sacrifice to confirm who I am now.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm not the old creation. I'm not Adamic anymore.
That's right.
I am now of my Papa in heaven.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So that was kind of exciting.
Absolutely.
Okay? But if you take that now and you look at some of the people in Jesus' life, which I was talking to Joe, I said, you know, you've got Joseph, who obeyed the dream several times. I think probably the most joyful time that he had a dream was when he's in Egypt. And he said, now the king is dead. The baby's going to be fine. Now go back. And this time, instead of moving into the Nazareth area, which is where he lived for a while with Mary, because we know that, that's because that's why the children were being killed in the city of Nazareth, or town. Now he's literally moved way up into Galilee, which is way out of reach for the king. Plus, it borderlines the aliens, because the Jews were very special people. But living in Galilee, they were not known for their Jewishness. They were known that they were like foreigners, because they're on the outskirts. They're on the edge of the land, basically. Okay? Lake Galilee on one side is really a different country. So, kind of neat.
Yeah.
So now, that's why, you know, I think of Joseph thinking, you know, his family is from Galilee. Oh, yeah, his family, and so was Mary. So Mary got the visitation by the angel, okay, when she lived with her parents. And Joseph lived probably down the street, okay? So when Jesus was born, he was born in a stable because he was a lamb. And there's a new song, by the way, for the holidays. I don't know if anybody heard it. It's pointing that out. Jesus had to be born in a stable because he's a lamb. Mm. So don't get excited when you hear it. It's the truth. Okay? So one of the things that, you know, we look at what God is doing today that reflects what they went through. Because they went through it first. You know? And we commemorate some of this, but now I believe that, you know, not just because of the book. I did look pass away, like I said, 2002. But I did communicate with him because of another book that he wrote. The other book probably had more of an impact for me at the time. But again, bringing this back, holding me accountable now for what he's trying to teach me. That's what he's up to. He's after every single one of us in a special way.
Amen.
Don't compare yourself to the other guy, because he's not going to work with them like he did with you and me.
Right. Amen.
He's going to work in his own way. But going back to Revelation 7, it identifies clearly the sin nature that is guilty of operating through Paul. Okay, so the sin nature is working through Paul. He says, the very thing I want to do, I end up doing the opposite. And so, why is he doing the opposite? It's because the heart has yet to be cleansed.
Yes.
From all these other garbagey things, okay? So, the new revelation about the old subject of circumcision of the heart and the far-reaching implications, I suspect that there will be some who may have difficulty in receiving parts of this teaching. In that case, I suggest that the new idea in question be put away on a shelf of the mind, so that it can be retrieved and used later if required. Publicly badmouths a new idea that the person finds it to be doubly difficult to change his or her mind and later put on the new idea and use it. So, the progression, or the spiritual progression, is secret. If, on the other hand, you are able to embrace what his spirit is now bringing to light, praise the Lord. However, before you discuss this subject with the friend, be sure that he or she is flexible enough to receive the new teaching without getting mad or being offended. Remember, progression is secret. Romans 14:2, have thou faith, have it for thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. That means that there are some things that you don't need to tell anyone except our God. Believers and receivers, I thought this was really connected to Gail, because she's been working on believing, but also receiving. And so he's got believers / receivers. Throughout this text, you will note that I have used the term believer receivers. I have done this because the scripture seems to differentiate between these two groups of Christians. Believers are connected mainly with Jesus Christ. Receivers are connected mainly with Jesus Christ and also with the Holy Spirit. This book is for both groups. It is my hope that all of the believers who read it will become believer receivers. Do you see that now with what Joe shared? He's a believer receiver because he's got Holy Ghost operating. The other people in the dream? No. So there's two groups in the church. There's two types of churches. There's some that are searching for the completion of the man and the removal of the sin nature. And there are some that don't care. They're happy doing their thing. And you need to love them where they're at and respect that. Now, here's the trick. If you and I look at what the Jews had, what did they do to Jesus? They were so religious, they could not receive the Spirit of truth. They rejected him. This is a teaching for us. How will we work with those that walk through that door that are coming with the other mentality? They don't have the Holy Spirit working in them to adjust them and to counsel and comfort them. They've only got the word. And they really believe they've got it all.
They're believers.
And they are convinced that they're right and you're wrong.
Right.
Okay? And I mean, there's no argument there. You know, I'm sure you've all tasted, so I don't need to go any further. So, a great deal of material that you are about to read involves the Old Testament and with it Jewish life customs. Therefore, as you read, it would be well to try to think in terms of what the Jews were thinking rather than in terms of one's own personal experience. So, I was trying to give an understanding, and I said to the Lord this morning again, how do you want to bring this stuff up? How do you want to just give us an understanding of how we need to go forward and trust Holy Spirit to take us through this journey? Because it's a journey. It's not a one-shot deal.
Amen.
You know, it's not something that you're going to find completed and perfect as you go forward. Finally, what will be discussed in the following pages is a physical, a mental, and spiritual experience involving the candidate and Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit and the Father God. It is at this point in time a very new revelation from the very old Bible that the Holy Spirit is beginning to show us. However, I do believe that we are in an early stages of a newly restored move of God.
Hallelujah.
And boy, I'll tell you, when you listen to some of the prophetic messages that are being given and the revelation that's coming, he's looking to change us. And I believe we're on target.
Amen.
And in the near future, there will be a large group of people who will enter into this renewal experience of the circumcision of the heart. And I hope we will all be in that group. In another sense, our God is restoring the circumcision of the heart to those Christians who are looking forward to the very latest in Christian experience. But it really is not new at all. It is a restoration of the energy that was operational in the lives of the early Christians. So the early Christians, 300 years, you didn't have the religious system we have today and the denominations you had today. They were believers in the Lord. They had the Holy Spirit, but they also had his energy. And the energy comes from Papa.
Amen.
And you can see yourself as you submit, which is what we've been doing for how many months now? You see a weakness, you ask for the Lord's angels to pull out the roots. It's the same message, okay? Pull out the roots, have the angels burn them up, and then to release new grace so that you can become what he's called you to be. And it's progressive. It changes us as we awaken, just like Joe shared with you guys. You know, he didn't like what he went through. I didn't like some of the things I went through. And I'm sure you guys don't like some of the things that you are in progress going through. But when you stay with an open mind and you keep crying out for grace and favor, what do you think God's going to do? He's going to release it to you. He's going to bring it to life in you. So, Jesus shined the spotlight on immortality. Paul also tells us that Jesus brought immortality of the body to light. 2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made manifest by appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Paul also said, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. There's your resurrection with my wife's dream. Okay? I didn't tell her about this. But, you know, I'm watching God work in her. I'm watching God work in me. I'm watching God work in all of us. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Therefore, if you and I are going to be able to destroy death, do you think you're going to do it with your carnal mentality?
No.
No.
No way.
My wife's dream was very clear. Okay? She's communicated in both of her uncles, two, like I told her, everything is established in two or three witnesses. Okay? Two of her uncles are communicating to her, and they're both laying in a box. And she's the one that opens the box, not somebody else. Why is that important? Because, again, it's time for the believers to come out of their unbelief.
Amen.
It's time to believe that the resurrected one is going to have his way, and I believe that's part of 2022.
Amen.
You're going to come out of your old way of patterns of thinking. Because, again, the chaff is being consumed by the fire of God.
Amen.
That's what's going on.
That's right.
Therefore, we can only conclude that God is not just interested in saving our spirit, but he is also interested in our total being, spirit, soul, and body, and the salvation of the whole person. As we have shown from the foregoing, God's plan involves much more than receiving Jesus in the heart, than dying and going to heaven. However, despite the fact that we have learned how to receive Jesus in the heart, and we are in process of having Holy Spirit work on our minds, thus far, there has been very little revelation about the means of disposing of the sin nature or the foreskin of the heart. So, however, God has said that he will remove our sin nature from us by the circumcision of the heart. Both Jeremiah and Hebrews tells us that both scriptures virtually say the same thing. And there are others. Jeremiah 31:33. You might as well write that one down, because it's a little hard to swallow, but it's the truth. This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Future tense. Got it? After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Also, in the New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, for this is the covenant with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds, write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
In case there is any doubt, Paul points out in Galatians that these scriptures apply to all Christians.
Amen.
Not some. Galatians 3:29. If ye be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Our God promised to Abraham was to remove the sin nature from mankind through the circumcision of the heart. Abraham, part of the covenant, was to circumcise the foreskin of the flesh as a token of the covenant. So, first the natural comes, then the spirit. We will not delve deeply into circumcision of the flesh because many books have already been written, etc. Circumcision of the heart. The purpose of what follows is to reveal that portion of God's plan previously hidden for dealing with the sin nature that will set in motion the raising up of a group of men who will overcome the last enemy, which is death, and who will be priests unto God and rule with Christ on the earth. Not in heaven, on the earth.
Amen.
Revelations 5:10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Clear?
Yes. Amen.
Here's Daniel. You ready? Now is the time. Daniel reads the scroll of Jeremiah for many years before he discovered when Israel was going to be set free from captivity. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. I wonder if the Holy Spirit's still advertising with Joe. Only when it was about time for it to occur. The timing of Holy Spirit working in you and me and bringing words of life into us is because it's about to take place. It's going to be important to you.
Yes, amen.
Daniel 9:2. I, Daniel, understood by the book of Numbers of the years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. You will also see it when it is about time. Complete deliverance has always been a part of the Bible, but only now, as this time At this time is the Holy Spirit illuminating the scriptures and enabling us to see it. Our God is presently restoring a major Bible truth that was once delivered earlier to the saints. Peter, who was given the keys of the kingdom, Matthew 16:19, said there is a salvation to be revealed in the last times. Hear me again. That's now. 1 Peter 1:5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto the salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. Again, loud and clear. Over the years, I have discovered that there is a certain group of preachers who are highly offended at the idea that there is an additional salvation that was hidden in heaven and would only be revealed in the last time. We believe that time of our complete deliverance, spirit, soul, and body, all three, is very near.
Amen.
What do you think, kids?
Absolutely.
There's a lot more, but I felt that, you know, to introduce this, and God willing, we'll take you a little deeper as we go forward. But because it's Christmas time, because of what we watched happen to Jesus and how he was rejected, how he was tormented by people around him, they couldn't stand him in Nazareth. They wanted to throw him over a cliff. Are you ready for that kind of rejection? See, if he had to go through some of that, what about you?
Right.
What about me?
Right.
You know, we're going to go through some of those things.
The
but the grace of God is sufficient for us.
Absolutely.
That's what St. Paul taught us.
Amen.
So would you lift your hands to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I'm starting to see. You're truly working on me.
You're truly working on me.
And you're not going to give up.
And you're not going to give up.
On me.
On me.
Because I'm asking for grace.
Because I'm asking for grace.
And I'm asking for favor.
And I'm asking for favor.
So that I can see myself in a new way.
So that I can see myself in a new way.
Totally freed up from the old man.
Totally freed up from the old man.
The old nature completely washed away.
The old nature completely washed away.
And not by a vacuum cleaner.
And not by a vacuum cleaner.
But by the Holy Ghost.
But by the Holy Ghost.
He is on the job.
He is on the job.
Not this other guy trying to seduce me.
Not this other guy trying to
Tell me I'm already there.
Trying to tell me I'm already there.
When I still see the darkness using me.
When I still see the darkness using me.
And trying to control me.
Trying to control
me. He's not going to win.
He's not going to win.
I'm on a war game pattern.
I am on a war game pattern.
He will not continue his lies.
He will not continue his lies.
He will not be receiving.
He will not be receiving.
Any glory from me.
Any glory from me.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And I will be.
And I will be.
That new creation.
New creation.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
In my soul.
In my soul.
My mind, will, and emotions.
My mind, will, and emotions.
And in my body.
And in my body.
It will rise.
It will rise.
On the day appointed.
On the day appointed.
Death will be conquered.
Death will be conquered.
Because God will not fail.
Because God will not fail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.